The Patriots made it two in a row, but the victory came at a price. All eyes are on the quarterback now as the Houston Texans come to town Thursday night. Obviously, this is going to be all about the health and the status of Jimmy Garoppolo, and there have been conflicting reports throughout the week. Bill Belichick obviously didn't give us a whole lot more to go on here, so really it's a question mark. Can Garoppolo get back on the field with that painful shoulder injury that he suffered against Miami? And if not, is it going to be all about Jacoby Brissett? I think it'll be about the rookie. I think Brissett's going to have to go in this game regardless of Garoppolo's status. I just think it makes sense. It's a short turnaround, and I think Houston had to prepare for both anyway, so you get the advantage of that. And it's going to be all about getting Brissett ready to go against this tough Texans defense. Clearly, they're not going to have a wide-open playbook the way they might with Garoppolo at the helm. You're going to have to find out the things that Brissett does well. Probably rely on that running game with LeGarrette Blount. But again, make sure you keep it simple. This guy's a rookie third-round pick. He's not going to have the whole playbook to use. You got to keep it simple. Now, regardless of who's playing quarterback, the Patriots are going to have to be better on defense. The second half against Miami was a flat-out disaster, and I understand that Miami has some weapons in the passing game, but so do the Texans. New quarterback in Brock Osweiler. DeAndre Hopkins, we know all about. The rookie Will Fuller out of Notre Dame has been excellent in the first 2 weeks, and they have old friend from Miami, Lamar Miller, in the backfield. Now, he hasn't been great in terms of yards per carry, but he has been productive. This is going to be a big test for the Patriots. The secondary in particular is going to have to be a lot better. Houston can put some pressure on you. They can get the ball down the field. Osweiler can make some of those throws down the field. And in order to protect Brissett, if he's the guy at the helm, the defense is going to have to do much better. You know, this game is really interesting. You got a short week, but you're here at home at Gillette Stadium. You're playing against a quality football team in the Houston Texans. And for the second time in 3 weeks, something that almost never happens to the Patriots, they find themselves as the underdog, a legit underdog. I know they often play the us against the world, but in this game, just like against Arizona, it's actually true. And I kind of like the Patriots in that situation. Even if it's Brissett at quarterback, I think that they can dumb down the playbook a little bit, keep it simple, stick to some of the things that Brissett does well, move the pocket a little bit, maybe some design runs for him, some short quick throws like we saw in the second half, move the ball just enough. And I really am not overly impressed with Houston's ability to put 25, 30 points on the board, where I think would be too much for the Patriots. So I look at Bill Belichick as taking this as the ultimate challenge. I think the Patriots are going to find a way to grind out an old-fashioned AFC rock fight kind of a win, 16-13 Patriots.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.